Now, I want to talk about manifesting your goals and choosing your goals and the importance of achieving things in your life. This Mind Power program is not just about you being more confident, or you being inspired in life, or you having a greater understanding of how reality manifests. It's about achieving goals. It's about having an exquisite life. And so I want to talk a little bit now about how to achieve your goals. Now, the first thing that we do is that we have to make a decision. There's an old Mind Power maxim, and that is that you must know what you want before you can get it. And this is not something that's vague. You must be very specific. And I suggest that whatever goal you choose for yourself, that you write it down, have it on a piece of paper, that you refer to it several times every day, at least once a day. And this way, you know exactly what your goal is. But before you choose a goal, I think it's very valuable to ask yourself these four questions. First of all, why are you doing it? Secondly, does it feel right? Thirdly, is it a path with heart? And fourthly, who besides yourself will benefit? Let's go to that first question. Why are you doing it? Why have you chosen this goal? Why do you want this to happen? I remember one time I was in Toronto teaching this program, and one of my students had a goal, and his goal was to be the richest person in Canada. And I found that fascinating, and I said to him, well, why do you want to be the richest person in Canada? And he said, to prove to myself that it can happen. Well, that's an interesting reason, but it doesn't really carry a lot of weight with it. You mean you're going to put in all that time and effort to simply prove to yourself that it can work? Why are you choosing this goal? You have to know and understand exactly why it is that you want this goal to happen. Secondly, does it feel right? Now, in our fourth session, when I talked about the subconscious, I said that one of the ways that the subconscious will reach us is through feelings. And as you work with your subconscious, you're going to find that you have this ability to intuitively just feel and know what is the right thing for you at every stage of your life. There was a very interesting experiment done by neuroscientist Antonio Damasio. And what he did is he had participants play what he called the gambling game. And in the gambling game, he had four decks of cards that he had specifically designed himself. And on each card, you either won money or lost money. And in some of the decks, you would win a lot of money with each card, but you could also lose a lot of money with each card. And in other decks, you won a little bit, but you could only lose a little bit. So he had the participants draw from these four decks. Now, they were set up so one deck was the wisest one to draw from, and that if you consistently drew from this deck, you ended up with much more money. Now, it took the participants, on average, between 50 and 80 cards of turning them over before they could figure out which one was the best deck to draw from. But what was so fascinating and interesting is it took the body only between 10 and 15 cards to figure it out. Now, what do I mean it took the body? Well, what he did is he had electrodes attached to the palms of their hands so he could measure the electrical conductance as they were doing it. And what was so interesting and fascinating is that it took them just 10 to 15 times that the body knew. And how he knew that is because the electrical conductance went up when they were drawing from the wrong decks. Now, this is astounding to us. How can the body know faster than the mind? Because the body can feel energetically. And this is what you're going to discover. You're going to learn so much about your mind, about the conscious mind, about the body, and how they interact as you go further and further through this program with me. And what it was is that you can feel what is right. You can feel what is wrong. You have that ability. It is part of the subconscious to let you know at every step of your life, at every stage of your life, of every important decision that you make, at every crossroads, at every goal. Is this appropriate for me? Is this something that I should be spending my time and energy on? So always, does it feel right? Now, the third is it a path with heart? And I say a path with heart because if you're going to be spending a year, 2 years, 3 years, and often it takes that long on major goals, I mean, a smaller goal you can achieve in several days, a week, or maybe a month, but in major goals, you're going to spend a lot of time with it. You're going to spend more time with it than you do with your spouse. So is it a path with heart? Is it something that you will really love to do and enjoy doing and get value from it? And the fourth, who beside yourself will benefit? And always when you have a goal, think about all the people beside yourself that will benefit from you achieving this goal. And what you'll find is that when you have this as a motivation, you're far more willing to put in the time and the effort to achieve it because you're not doing it just for yourself. You're doing it for others as well. Now, I learned this trick from Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was a boyhood hero of mine. I idolized Muhammad Ali. And I was fortunate enough to actually meet him in person. It was in my final year of high school, and he was having a fight in Toronto. And we learned about where his gym was, and myself and a couple friends, we went down to his gym. Back in those days, it was much more relaxed, and we actually got to go into the gym and watch him train. And he was magnificent. I mean, he was 230 pounds, rippling muscles, 6'3", an extraordinary athlete. But he wasn't just an athlete. He was a poet. He was a visionary. He was a minister of his faith of Islam. He was an extraordinary role model for us as we were morphing into young men. And so we would watch him. We would watch him work the heavy bag. We would watch him jump rope. We would watch him spar with his partners. And then when he finished, he'd come over and he'd talk to us and share insights with us. And it was just an extraordinary experience in my life. But I learned something very valuable from Muhammad Ali. And what I learned is that every time that he fought, he was fighting for his people. In his mind, he wanted to win because he wanted to be a champion of the black people. And his corner man, Bundy Brown, what would happen during the fights, maybe during rounds when it was going very difficult, he would say to him, "Come on, champ, you've got to win. You've got to win for the welfare mother. You've got to win for those that are hooked on drugs. You've got to win for the people that are unemployed. Come on, champ, you've got to win. You've got to do it for them." And he was inspiring Muhammad Ali to win for his people. Now, what I found quite amusing is that almost all his opponents were other black men. But that didn't matter. Now listen carefully to the words that I'm using. In his mind, he was fighting for the black people. And as a result of that, that gave him power. That gave him inspiration. That gave him energy. Because in his mind, he was doing it not just for himself, but he was doing it for others. I remember when I first came out and began teaching my Mind Power sessions. And as I shared with you, I did my first one in 1978. Now, when I first came out, I held all my sessions in 5-star hotels. And I held them in 5-star hotels because I wanted the vibe and energy of abundance. And I thought that that was important, and it was important. But the fact is, I couldn't afford to stay in a 5-star hotel myself. So after the sessions, after I'd answered all the questions, then I would go back to my hotel, which was a much more modest hotel. And after doing this a number of times, I realized to myself, this isn't right. I should be demonstrating abundance. And so I resolved to myself right at that point that I'm going to be a millionaire. And I realized that if I was a millionaire, then I could be standing on stage and I could teach with authority. I could teach with the full knowledge and understanding that you can do or become anything because I had demonstrated it. I mean, what right did I have to tell you that you can do or become anything if I can't demonstrate it myself? And so I set for myself a goal to become a millionaire, and I became a millionaire, and I did it for you. Now, that sounds funny because obviously I receive an immense benefit from being a millionaire. But listen closely. I want you to listen very, very closely to the words that I'm using. In my mind, I did it for you. And truly I did, because I knew that I would be able to teach with power and authority as a millionaire. Because now I know, absolutely. Now, I've achieved many, many goals in my life, but that was one of the very first ones where I could demonstrate abundance. And I want you to demonstrate abundance. I want you to demonstrate success. I want you to achieve every single goal that you have for yourself. And this is how you do it. Understand why you're doing it. Make sure that it feels right. Make sure that it's a path with heart. And then include all the people that are going to benefit from you achieving this goal. So once you have your goal, and once you've set up these 4 aspects of it, what you want to do is you want to create supporting beliefs. Now, in our last session, I talked about beliefs and the power of beliefs and how beliefs are vibrations of energy. And I used the example of one of my students, Cindy, who was having all kinds of difficulty getting a relationship, but she looked at her beliefs and realized that they were sabotaging her. And it wasn't until she changed her beliefs about herself and about relationships that she was able to manifest that. I have worked with so many people who try to achieve goals in their life, try to achieve financial goals, and yet at their core they believe that it's impossible to get ahead, or that money is very difficult, or that they don't have the talent and ability. You see, you must have foundation beliefs. In achieving your goals, make sure that you have supporting beliefs. And this is where you look at what's going on inside yourself. This is where you look at what are you thinking? What are you believing? So after you've got your supporting beliefs, and that's one of the things that we work on in goals, then you get action happening. And action is in two dimensions. Number one, what mind power exercises are you going to do to support the goals? And secondly, what actions are you going to take? And in goals, what you want to do is you want to have short-term goals, medium-term goals, and long-term goals. Now, very important that you acknowledge yourself at every step of achieving the goal. It's what I call points of achievement. And you must acknowledge every small win. For example, if your goal is to lose 30 pounds, then in order to lose 30 pounds, you have to first lose 5 pounds. Acknowledge yourself when you have lost those 5 pounds. Acknowledge yourself when you have lost the 10 pounds and the 15 and every step of the way. And it's the same thing with making money. If your goal is to be a millionaire, then in order to be a millionaire, you first have to manifest and create 50,000. Well, acknowledge yourself when you have achieved that 50,000. And then acknowledge yourself at 100,000. Acknowledge yourself at 250,000. And when you do this, what happens is that you are building up a vibration of success.